Join us now for Flynn, Episode 13, Year End Clearance.
To most people, New Year's is a time to party and auld lang syne. But this year, Willie and I decided on winter sailing. No, not to revive our flagging sex life. This trip was serious business. A sort of year-end clearance of debts and bad feelings. A chance for Willie and me to get our acts together. You know, confront the big C. Commitment. And find out where we go from here. We didn't realize that within hours, our personal commitment to each other would be sorely tested by a man looking for revenge.
I'll get it, Beth.
Hello?
Yes, I'm Kurt Lister. You got what I wanted? Hang on, let me write this down. Yes, Sloop? Damage to the bow. Repaired the first week in November. What's his name and owner? Blarney Boy. Owner, Michael Flynn, Granville Island Marina. Yes, it could be the one. You're very helpful. I'll mail you a check.
Who was it, Kurt?
Wrong number.
But I heard you talking to someone.
Just leave me alone, Beth.
I can't. All those hours down there in the workshop. It's not good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it's hard. But we have to make a new start. Kurt?
Yeah, okay. I'll be up in a few minutes. Have to check out something first.
I'll make some fresh coffee.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. West Coast sailing. Boat rentals. Sloops. Ah, yeah, here we are. The Blarney Boy. Well, Michael Flynn, batten down your hatches. It's payback time.
There. That's the last of it.
Looks like enough food for a week.
Oh, remember the leftover turkey?
Oh, no, that's our New Year's gift to you, Sam. Turkey soup.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You sure you'll be all right?
Oh, I'll be fine. Okay. Now, you two just relax and unwind.
Yeah, the weather's supposed to be okay, just a little fog along the coast. Ideal winter sailing.
3 days out of touch with the world. I can't believe it.
Well, that's what you ordered. That's what you get. First class service aboard the Blarney Boy.
And New Year's Eve at a secret hiding place not even Sam knows about.
Knowing Flynn's case is probably some little hip-hop night spot in Victoria.
Oh, well,
I won't ask. No. You're ready to cast off?
Yeah. Thanks. And, don't worry about people wanting to release the Blarney Boy. I recorded a new message on my machine at the office.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, Sam. We'll toast you at midnight.
I'll do the same. Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year!
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Safe trip. No. Green and Associates.
Sam. Hmm? This is Kaz.
Wow.
You know where Flynn is? It's Coast Guard business.
Well, I'm afraid you missed him. Left about 3 hours ago.
You take the boat?
Yeah. Was something wrong?
I don't know for sure. I got a call from this woman I know, victim of a boating accident back in October.
Flynn was in an accident?
No idea. But I think we should speak to her. Her husband's gone off the deep end. She thinks he could be after your man.
Sorry, it's a little difficult for me to get down here.
Oh,
to Kurt's workshop since the accident.
You're doing fine, Mrs. Lister.
I wanted to show you this West Coast Sailing magazine. On that page, the ad.
Oh, Blarney Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Flynn's boat. Leases it out now and then.
See how it's circled in red?
Yeah.
He did that with the others, too.
Others? I don't understand.
Well, Kurt's been harassing sailing boat owners ever since he was hit 2 months ago. He and Mrs. Lister lost their two girls.
Oh, yes, that's the story in the paper. I'm terribly sorry.
Kurt's been growing more and more depressed since the accident. Our two children. Well, it's hard to get over the idea you'll never see them again.
Yes, I can imagine. That's terrible.
They were approaching active pass in their small motor cruiser one night last October. Some boat came out to dock and just hit them. The list of children were thrown overboard.
We were all up topside, but I never saw what hit us. Kurt claims it was a sloop. Whoever it was, they didn't stop.
Your girls drowned.
It was dark. Kurt's a good swimmer. He did all he could.
It must have been horrible.
I've come to accept what's happened. To me and even the girls, but it's eating at Kurt. He knows the accident was partly his fault.
Oh, how's that?
The riding lights on our boat, they were malfunctioning that night.
What?
We shouldn't have been out there.
So he's got to find the guy that hit him.
Yeah, but it can't be Flynn. He'd have said something. And he wouldn't have left you in that kind of trouble.
It doesn't matter. Kurt's got to find someone to blame, and when he does, I don't know what he'll do.
Well, you must have some idea, or you wouldn't have called Kaz.
Oh, God, I don't want to get him into trouble. But there was talk around the plant about missing explosives.
And your husband works with explosives?
On the water salvage. Clearing wreckage, submerged hazards.
Do you mind if we look around, Mrs. Lister?
Sure. Go ahead.
Thank you.
And look. Hey, look at these bits of electronic cable in the wastebasket and the plastic bag.
Let's see that.
Yeah. What's wrong?
Mrs. Lister, when did your husband leave the house?
3 and a half, maybe 4 hours ago.
Was he carrying anything?
A small canvas shoulder bag. Always took it with him on the boat.
Your boat's still tied up at the salvage company dock?
Yes, but Kurt hasn't been near the boat since the accident.
Maybe he has now.
Coming about on the starboard tack. Watch the boom.
Whoa! Hey, that was close.
Sorry.
It'd be nice if you gave the warning before you put her over.
My fault. I'm sorry. I'll remember next time. Isn't it a great day?
Yeah. Incredible. Crisp breeze. We'll be off Timpson Island by late afternoon.
We'll have the whole place to ourselves?
Two-bedroom, log cabin, sheltered cove. The whole island. Jeff and Rita spend their summers there.
The Timpsons of Timpson Island.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Jeff's big in real estate. Thought he'd like to own a small chunk of rock.
But you said he leased Blarney Boy. Surely he has a boat of his own.
Oh, yeah, he has. It's a 35-foot cabin cruiser. Rita's pride and joy.
Oh, I get it. Rita's part of the stinkpot Navy. Jeff's the sailor.
Yeah, heart and soul. Well, he's still trying to win Rita over.
What did you do to get on their good side?
What, you mean the cabin? Well, we're friends, that's all.
Well, when we get there, remind me to drink a toast to absent friends.
Here's to Jeff and Rita.
Wherever they are. Watch the boat!
You know, I think you do that on purpose, don't you?
Yeah, Kurt keeps a boat down here. Little cabin cruiser.
That one?
Yeah. Kurt! It's Kaz! You here? Kurt!
Oh, no sign of him.
Maybe you cooled off, huh? Went back home?
Well, whatever the case, we've got a breather. Flynn's long gone.
He should be warned, anyway. What's his radio frequency?
No, I'm afraid that won't help. His transceiver is in the repair shop.
When will he be back, then?
Well, 3 days.
Yeah, well, that should give us time to get a line on Kurt. I'm going to have to get the police involved again. RCMP Forensics can check out the plastic bag and the wire clippings.
Yeah, okay. Anything more I can do?
Yeah. Check Flynn's records, will you?
Okay.
Something might connect him to Kurt Lister. Come on. I'll drop you off on my way to the cop shop.
We're making pretty good time. I thought that jet boat would have passed us by now.
Yeah, he's been there for hours. Speeding up, slowing down, darting this way,
yeah.
Slipping back.
He's probably marking loose logs.
What?
Well, a boom lost some floaters north of here a couple of days ago.
So that's what he's doing?
Just a guess. Anyway, here's where we go our separate ways. Timpson Island's just off the shore there. Here, help me take down the mainsail.
Where's the dock?
On the sheltered side.
There's a cove beyond the channel. We'll go in under power.
Oh, my God! Look up on the headland! Oh, that's not a cabin, it's a log house! Yeah.
And it's ours for 3 days.
Oh, look how the sun reflects off that big window. The winter colors across the channel, all smoky blues and grays against that orange sunset. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yep, New Year's Eve, Tony Onley style. Now that we'd reached our destination, both Willie and I were a little apprehensive. Well, it's one thing to say you're going to work things out. It's another thing to get it done. And we'd spent months avoiding this moment. So it wasn't surprising the discussion of our relationship started on a sour note right after we'd secured the boat.
Oh, damn, I thought you had a hold of it.
Just glasses.
Oh, but the champagne.
Well, the bottle's okay. We'll use the coffee cups. Won't matter.
I don't know why I'm so nervous. It's not as if it's our first date.
No, that's true.
I hope it doesn't turn out to be our last. Oh, please, what? Promise me we won't fight.
Come on. Why should we?
The pressure.
Well, there's only so much as we put on ourselves, like James Taylor sings in The Secret of Life, try not to try too hard.
Easier said than done.
Well, not if we start with something positive.
Well, we get on pretty well most of the time. We work well together. Like the same things.
Yep.
Sex is good. Or it used to be.
So that's the problem?
No, just a symptom.
Ah, symptom.
It's more than that.
Uh-huh.
Somehow our relationship stalled. We're becalmed like the Ancient Mariner, going nowhere.
Right. So, what do you want to do?
Why is it always the woman who has to say it?
Well,
it all sounds so manipulative.
Marriage, you mean?
Hey, relax. I'm not asking. But surely the idea has crossed your mind, hasn't it, Flynn? You know, being a husband and a father?
Well, of course. I've thought about it.
Well?
Well, see, I think that's part of the trouble with the world today.
What?
Well, tradition dictates that every man and woman has to parent a new generation. Well, haven't we got enough people already?
So you don't want to be a parent?
I think I'd make a better uncle.
Uncle Mikey. That's all you want out of life? I don't believe this.
Come on, Willie. Look, your biological clock must have snapped a spring. It's making you crazy.
No, Flynn, you're making me crazy.
What?
Because this has to do with getting on with the rest of my life. I hoped you'd want to be a part of it.
And baby makes three.
And that thought terrifies you, doesn't it? Being responsible for another life. Oh, just keep everything light and superficial. That way you'll never have to grow up.
Oh, that's a cheap shot, and you know it, Willie. Look, I don't fit the Fortune 500 mold, and I never will.
Yeah, stop
trying to turn me into something I'm not,
so
okay?
It's business as usual. What you see is what you get.
Well, what's wrong with that? I'm not asking you to change. I care about you regardless of how pushy and opinionated you are.
Oh, that's it. This discussion is over. If you want to be a jackass,
jackass.
You can do
Who's
it on your
being
own time.
A...
You want...
Hey, Flynn! Let's bring your young lady up to the house. I'll help you with the boxes.
Who the hell is that?
It's the Timpsons. They're still here.
I thought they must have heard us.
Hey, is there something wrong, Flynn?
It's Willie, I'm afraid. A bit of Mel de Mer.
Thank you very much.
We'll just get some air and join you shortly.
Can't leave them be, Rita. Fresh air and a walk on old terra firma. That'll do the trick.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Great.
This is the last time you leave me flying blind, Flynn. Next trip, I want a full itinerary. Oh, and how does this wretched thing work?
This is Michael Flynn. I'm afraid I'm off for a sail across Georgia Strait and beyond. If you want to book the Blarney Boy in the new year, leave a message.
Georgia Strait, I see. Come on, huh?
Flynn, I picked up the champagne, and don't forget the coffee. See ya.
Come on.
Jeff,
Simpson, Flynn. Just wanted you to know everything's okay at the island.
Bullseye. It's an island.
Sam, I gotta talk to you.
No, shh, just a minute. Wait.
Reed and I hope everything works out. We'll be gone by the time you get here, so Happy New Year!
Gotcha, Flynn. You're not the only detective around here.
You know where he's gone?
A guy called Jeff Timpson left a message. He's got an island somewhere.
Timpson Island? The guy's a real estate tycoon. He bought the place in the early 80s before the recession.
Okay, so what do? Contact him on the radio?
We can do that from the hovercraft. Come on.
What? The Coast Guard hovercraft? Something's happened. Are Flynn and Willie all right?
The police lab took a quick look at the bag we found at Kurt's place. Traces of plastic explosive.
Oh, my God, he was making a bomb.
They think so. The wires might be part of a timing device. We've got to assume the worst. A patrol car found Kurt's pickup in a side street near the salvage yard. One of the company's jet boats is missing.
A jet boat? Well, he could have caught up to them by now. How fast is the hovercraft?
70 miles an hour and a light chop.
Well, wouldn't a chopper be faster?
Weather's socking in. Don't worry, we'll get there first. Kurt doesn't know where to look.
Yeah.
Come on, what are you doing? We got to get going.
No, there's one more message on Flynn's machine. Come on.
Sam.
That's all right, Flynn. Your message tells me all I needed to know.
That's him. That's Kurt.
And he knows the general direction Blarney Boy's headed.
There. This'll settle your stomach, Willie. Old family recipe.
You really shouldn't have.
At least we could do, following up your holiday.
I told you we couldn't trust Jonathan to pick us up.
Yeah, well, headstrong boy, our son Jonathan. But he's good with that yacht.
Oh, so he might still get back here tonight?
No, too stormy. He has more sense than that.
Well, I thought I heard something a few minutes ago.
It's a wind through the arbutus clump on the lee of the hill. Sounds like a banshee moaning away. I hate it.
Close to $1 million I've spent on this place, and she hates it.
Especially in the winter. It's bleak and it's dark. There's a wildness in the sea. It scares me to death.
Oh, come on, Rita. Lay off the eggnog, will you? We're trying to make the best of an awkward situation here. Isn't that right, Flynn?
Oh, we're happy if you are.
Yeah, that's the spirit. Now, there's plenty of room. The guest suite is very private. You won't even know we're around. And Jonathan will have us out of here before noon tomorrow.
Well, what if he's out there in the dark right now? You shouldn't have put the radio phone away. He might be trying to reach us.
Come on, Rita.
Get it now. I want to speak to my son.
All right, if you insist.
Here, let me help you.
That's not necessary.
Oh, no, it's no problem.
Call Sam Flynn. Tell him what a good time we're having.
Coast Guard to Timpson Island. Coast Guard to Timpson Island. Do you read? Over.
Come on, answer.
The man shut down.
How long before we get there?
Half an hour. It's just across the strait.
Well, keep trying.
Coast Guard to Timpson Island. We have an urgent message from Michael Flynn. Do you read? Over. There, just stay by the door. The box is on the shelf.
You need a hand with the batteries?
Oh, I'll pass them to you. This place is a mess. Don't want you to trip over anything.
Ever since we arrived, I'd felt a strange aura of uncertainty around the island. Not just the awkwardness of our situation. That was understandable. But something palpable, like a discharge of ozone after a lightning storm. While I didn't know Jeff and Rita very well, I sensed they were caught up in some kind of nervous anticipation, even the way Jeff was fidgeting with the tarp covering the boxes.
I'm a pack rat. Never throw anything away.
Sure. What's that metal piece? It looks like some bow railing.
Oh, it's nothing. Here's the battery pack. Well, let's go.
What's the section you replaced off the Blarney Boy? Why keep that?
Oh, just to remind me to watch for snags the next time I go up to Queen's Reach. Hey, thanks, by the way, for letting me have it repaired on the QT. Don't want to upset my insurance company.
But there's paint on the crumpled section.
What the hell's that?
Sounded like a star shell. Come on, someone's in trouble.
Jeff and I found Rita and Willie huddled under an umbrella outside on the ramp to the dock. The last light from a spent star shell illuminated the area.
What's going on?
The man we saw in the jet boat. He's down in the dock. He's got a flare pistol.
Oh, he's probably drunk. Get back to the house. We're perfect targets here.
He's not aiming in this direction. Maybe he's just trying to get our attention.
I can see him now. It's him, Jeff. Kurt Lister. Yeah. I'll never forget that face.
Help me get her back in the house. It's a delusion. She hasn't been feeling well.
Kurt Lister, well, wasn't that the man who lost his two children in a boat accident last fall?
I was on lookout when we hit. I saw his face.
What?
She's talking nonsense. She read the story in a newspaper. It's become an obsession.
Oh, Lynn, look. Lister's rummaging around in the cockpit on the Blarney Boy. Do something.
Wait a second. Jeff, according to that logbook, you spent that whole trip up at Queen's Reach.
Yeah, that's right. 100 miles from Active Pass. Now, let's get out of here.
Then if you hit a snag up there, then where did the paint smear come from? You know, on the broken bow railing in your storeroom.
What? You mean Jeff did it?
Well, I'll give odds. That paint matches the color on that poor bastard's boat.
Oh, come on.
Stop lying, Jeff. We can't protect Jonathan anymore.
All right. It was an accident. My son was at the helm that night. I was down below sleeping off a few shots of brandy.
Jonathan panicked. He wouldn't turn
back. Visibility was bad. We wouldn't have been able to do anything anyway.
Well, damn it, you could have tried.
Come on, Flynn. I've got your boat.
I'm coming down, Kurt.
But you know my name. Good. Come up where I can see you.
Oh, don't do it, Flynn.
I've got to try to calm him down. I'm coming, Kurt. Put the flare pistol away. I'm not armed.
A little closer.
I could see him better now. A tall, muscular man in storm gear. His reddened, sleepless eyes transfixed me.
That's better.
I don't need this thing anymore. Your boat ran into me, Flynn.
I know. I just found out tonight.
What you gonna do about it?
The boat was leased. I'm gonna turn the matter over to the police. I'm very sorry about your children.
I can still hear my little girl's voices. Daddy, Daddy. It was so dark. I swam for hours, but I couldn't reach them.
I'm sorry, man. I really am.
You know the worst thing? The worst thing was they were wearing flotation jackets. They didn't die right away. The current threw Active Pass. They didn't have a chance.
Try to stay calm. Look, I know you've been through a lot, but we'll get you some help.
I'd kill you, but what good would it do? You weren't even there. But I have to do something to stop the voices in my head.
What are you doing?
Flynn, get out of here. He's got a bomb.
It happened in seconds. Carrying the bomb, Kurt Lister stepped into the cockpit of the Blarney Boy and disappeared below. I felt Willie pulling me towards the ramp leading from the dock. Then everything evaporated in a ball of fire. I woke up about 20 minutes later in a Coast Guard hovercraft. Beside me on a separate stretcher was the motionless form of Willie. Her face was dead white. An ugly purple welt over her right eye.
Oh, she's all right, Flynn. Just a slight concussion. Oh. You both had a pretty close call.
What about Kurt Lister?
Gone. Along with the Blarney Boy.
Oh, and everything I own. Willie.
Ed. Sam, where are we?
On a Coast Guard hovercraft. You'll be in hospital shortly. Yeah, I'll tell Kaz you're awake.
You all right, Willie?
I got a champagne headache without the champagne. I guess we missed New Year's.
Yeah. Thanks. For what you did back there.
What are friends for?
That's just the point. I mean, I've been such a jerk. No, I'm beginning to realize I've just been surfboarding through life, just thinking of myself, you know. I mean, just look at Jeff Timpson, trying to protect his son.
Kurt Lister destroyed by the loss of his girls. Misguided or not, they cared and they stuck to their commitment.
I can't believe my ears. You actually used the C word?
Oh, New Year's resolution. Being more sensitive to other people's needs.
Let's talk about it tomorrow. Right now, I'd settle for a kiss. What's wrong?
Stretcher's tipping.
Oh, no. In your case, the C word stands for what? Clumsy?
Crazy.
Oh, clown.
Cute.
Oh, cuddly.
Comfortable. Curious.
Cohabitant.
Companionable.
Curmudgeon.
You've just heard Year End Clearance, Episode 13 of Flynn by Lyle and Barbara Brown. Featured in the cast were Boyd Norman as Flynn, with Colleen Winton as Willie Green, and Robert Clothier as Sam. You also heard Alec Willows as Kurt Lister, Wendy Noel as Beth Lister, Dale Wilson as Jeff Timpson, Nikki Cavendish as Rita Timpson, and Duncan Fraser as Kaz. The recording engineer was Chris Cutress, with sound effects by Joe Silva. The production assistants, Dagmar Kafanka and Loretta Joyce. Music for Flynn was composed by Alan Cranny, and the series script consultant is James W. Nichol.